Yes, you had mentioned that even at the present date, we don't have a sergeant. I think that speaks for itself to indicate in this area how we where we've gone.
Right.
In mentioning some of the prominent people in this area during the more or less the first half of the 20th century, what has been the greatest changes, would you say, in the last 20 or 30 years, if there has been any major changes in this area, from probably changing from rural to industrial community?
I would say one of the greater changes, our first step was the ability to purchase homes. Then all of a sudden we find that the young folk are coming into with the purchase of homes and started with the families. And with the families, of course, there comes the awareness of the other racial group that we are a group of people, that we're not all getting drunk, cutthroats, and fighting and so forth. There we are actually people. And that also that when with the purchasing of home, we got a chance to get some of our better class of people to come into Saginaw and to prove that we do have intelligent people, and to prove also that everybody that comes from the Southland wasn't hungry and starving, and then give credence to the fact, and also reinforce the fact that the better class of people still were there. They would not be moving just like the better class of their racial group wouldn't be moving, because the only person that was moving was the floating type. And so when this floating type comes into a community, they more or less color the thinking and make them. So I would say with the moving, the purchasing of the homes, then all of a sudden we start having demands for better stores. And if we couldn't get homes, they start going into the automobiles. Instead of the secondhand automobile, they're buying the new automobile. And, excuse me. And later, I would say the awareness of the public downtown, because the black was moving from just the first ward purchasing area, he was moving into the downtown area and buying the better clothing. The men that came around on paydays to sell them the shoddy material and merchandise, he was being moved and displaced. They were going by him and buying the better materials. So that would be the next move. Then all of a sudden there was awareness then by the school boards then that we should, with large groups, that we should start having black teachers. And that's when our NAACP at that time was fighting awfully hard to get black teachers to work with our youngsters. And we finally got the need that there was such a thing as a professional black teacher that could teach, and they were not just that to other people. So that would be this next significant change with the teachers coming in. And there was awareness then that there were civic needs of the black as such.
We haven't mentioned very much about your job, but in your position, I would think that you would come in contact with some of the basic needs of the black people in this community. Would you say that the labor or our economy is doing its job as far as catering to or at least being fair with the black people?
Well, first of all, my job is not just, as you might say, black-oriented. I'm people-oriented. Mm-hmm. I worked as a volunteer in this work for 17 years before I went in professionally. I went to school nights, took extension courses, and went to school, took 2 years GM Tech. But the point is, my job is not black-oriented, it's people-oriented. I think as a group of laboring people, we are no different from the others. In this type of work, when a client comes in, I haven't time to check his color, his religion, or his financial, he's in trouble. So as blacks, as a group, do not have any different problems than the others, even though some might want to think they are. But there's no difference. The problem's about the same. We have the same amount of misunderstanding. And there's still a need for more understanding of the work that I'm doing, we are doing, this community of which they are supporting is doing. So it's a lot of information that still has to be done. That is the reason why I'm continuing classes every year, and we're teaching, and I'm on a teaching mission, you might say, throughout the year. And working with laboring people, especially as a labor representative, I have been chosen by all organized labor as their representative. I don't not only work with the factory worker, I work with the hotel worker, the bartender, the truck driver, the electrician, the telephone installer. I'm working with all of them. So if I must use the term, I don't know how we can use the term. I'm not I just happen to be a black man in the space. I was the first, by the way, the first black man in the whole United States to do this work. Mm-hmm. And I was the only one for a couple of years. Now we have four in the whole United States.
I see. Then, as you've indicated, Saginaw is evolving probably about on the same rate as most other metropolitan areas of this size.
I would say metropolitan, and let's use the term industrial.
Right.
Because an industrial community as such is different from a home-owning, smoothly running, small community. In an industrial community, you've got to realize you've got a variegated type of person. You got all types of persons coming into an industrial community, more so than you'd have in a community that isn't based on an industry. So I feel that as an industrial area, I think it's on the par. I don't think it's any better or any worse. I might say it might be a little bit better because it's being a little bit smaller than some of the other communities. We have a little bit more community awareness. We don't lose our identity as much as we do in a larger city, such as our Flint and our Detroit. We do have a chance maybe to identify ourselves a little bit more so than they would in a larger city.
Okay, we haven't mentioned your work with Boy Scouts, and that's quite well known in this area. I'd like to have you tell us something about this before we close.
Well, I will say, first of all, it started back, you talk about racial. I started out in a troop way back in 40-some years ago. I was the only black attending the troop. And I started out, and then from that point on, they saw me working in the Boy Scouts, and they wanted to establish a black troop or a Negro troop. And they figured I had experience, so I started out way young to work with my own racial group in scouting, and I worked with a troop from a assistant patrol leader to patrol leader, from patrol leader up to senior patrol leader, from senior patrol leader to junior assistant scoutmaster, from senior junior assistant scoutmaster to scoutmaster. I've been a committeeman. I've been a neighborhood commissioner. From neighborhood commissioner, I went to assistant district commissioner. Then I've been to district commissioner. Then from there, I went to the executive board. I'm now district vice chairman. I had to step down from the executive board due to my job because of doing conflict of interest. And I've been an instructor. I've received all the awards, higher awards, Silver Beaver, the Vigil Honor. But the biggest thing is I've been working with people, and that was my main interest for getting into this type of work. Working with my boys and their parents started me into this type of work, and social work has been my interest since way young, when I was real young. So this is quasi-social worker is what my work is classed as. And I have to have all the training and I have to have the background of any social worker. This work calls for a degree. And I have had enough experience with the other schooling, but it calls for a bachelor's degree in this type of work. But I like the work and I took it as a hobby. Because in the plant, I figured it's going to be 30 years and out, and I want to get into something I like to do, and this is what I went to schooling. So in Boy Scouting, I'm a district vice chairman, and I used to go to the national conferences. Again, many times I was only one of my own racial group in these conferences. I'm known throughout the country pretty well as one of the fellows that work in scouting.
I see. You mentioned as being one of the few that would be at these meetings at that time.
Still,
now, how are we
situated? We aren't, I'm sorry to say, as volunteer, this is volunteer work. We haven't been sold as well on volunteerism as I feel that we should. We still have a long way to go. We're still far outnumbered. We're working with our young folk, but we still don't like to volunteer our time. We still got a selling job. That's why I'm still in the program. Still trying to get adults to realize these are our kids, and it's up to us to work with them and set as good an example for them as we possibly can. I tell the youngsters, get as much schooling as you can, and get it as much between the years as possible, because that's the only thing that they cannot take away from you. So I've been pushing education from way back when. I want them to get schooling. That's why I commend you getting as much schooling as possible. You didn't know I was going to tell you this, but I still commend you on this.
Thank you. Some of your students has left and done quite well, a number would over the years.
Well, I have one of my Eagle Scouts is a doctor of microbiology out in California. I have one of my former scouts as head of our Michigan Bell Telephone here in Michigan Employment, Edward Hodges. The other one is Dr. McGarn. I have had quite a few of my scouts, I don't feel too badly for the amount of work that I've done. It's been a little discouraging at times, but every now and then you see them coming out, and I don't feel badly for them. That's just a couple, three. I could go through quite a few of them that have done well, and I feel pretty proud of them. I work with those, and I've worked with the other racial group, too. I'm pretty proud of those I've worked with.
Okay, then, Mr. Osborne, I'm very appreciative of you taking some of your time and giving me an opportunity to interview you and learn some facts about the Saginaw area myself. Not being born here, and probably there are a lot of things that I didn't know about Saginaw that you have informed me about. It's a pleasure to have this interview with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I hope that will be some help to you. And if there's any inaccuracies, there are a few old-timers around, and I suggest, if you possibly could, to check them, and I commend you on this type of work, because I'm sorry to say we don't have very many facts down in writing or recorded about a lot of our people, and there are a lot of misconceptions due to the inaccuracy of some of these reports. And I would suggest that you continue, and I commend you on this. I suggest that you continue on this research, as few of them that are still living might be worth our while to have some of this to show to our young folk that we are doing things and have been doing things, and we're still going to continue doing things.
Thank you very much.